EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF, change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock. Donald Trump has announced that he will double steel and aluminium import tariffs to 50%. The new levies will take effect from Wednesday. The announcement comes a day after the US president won a temporary reprieve against the order to block his trade tariffs. Speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania, Mr. Trump said the move will reduce US reliance on China.
A 25% increase. We're going to bring it from 25% to 50%, the tariffs on steel into the United States of America, which will even further secure the steel industry in the United States. Nobody's going to get around that.
Separately, Mr. Trump has praised Elon Musk at a press conference marking the billionaire's departure from the U.S. government. The president says the tech entrepreneur had led one of the most consequential reform programs in generations. Speaking in the Oval Office, Mr. Musk says the work of his controversial cost-cutting department will continue.
This is not the end of DOGE, but really the beginning. My time as a special government employee necessarily had to end. It was a limited time thing. It's 134 days, I believe, which ends in a few days. So that, it comes with a time limit. But the DOGE team will only grow stronger over time. The DOGE influence will only grow stronger. It's, I liken it to a sort of Buddhism. It's like a way of life.
The Defence Secretary has announced a £1.5 billion extra investment in military homes over the next 5 years. The money will be used on urgent repairs such as fixing roofs and tackling damp. It's part of the government's strategic defence review, which is expected to be announced next week. And a Rolls-Royce, a Blue Peter badge and a feather crown were among the official gifts given to the King during the first year of his reign. Buckingham Palace has released records listing the official gifts received by members of the royal family between 2020 and 2023. The weather, showers continuing in northwestern areas, but dry with sunny spells elsewhere, highs of 26 degrees Celsius. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Pusey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Morning to you. I'm Sam Pittis. I've got a feather crown. I might wear it a bit later on for our Saturday smile, but no feathers flying right now. The music of Saint-Saëns, and we're taking it easy as we take to the water with the swan.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Earth, from the score to Gladiator by Hans Zimmer, the Lyndhurst Orchestra, conducted by Gavin Greenaway, and The Swan from the Carnival of the Animals by Saint-Saëns, played by Misha Majsky and the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra. 6:10, I'm Sam Pittis. Welcome to Classic FM. From swans to penguins, have you seen this story about penguin poo? I'm sorry if you've just woken up, but there's a story that's doing the rounds. The Times has got it this morning about penguin guano helping to stop a climate catastrophe. Guano is what it's called. The ammonia from the produce is creating a fog, which is creating clouds over Antarctica, blocking out the sunlight, helping to keep the continent cool. It's an amazing world we live in, isn't it? Digest that, in a manner of speaking. Our Saturday smile to come in a moment, but first, Schubert.
Thank you.
The second movement of Schubert's Symphony No. 2, in part inspired by Beethoven's Creatures of Prometheus. If you haven't looked at Beethoven's face yet, do go to classicfm.com. If you don't know what we were talking about earlier, have a look at the website. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, directed by Neville Mariner. You can text me as well, 61812, email at classicfm.com. Our Saturday Smile to come very shortly. A miniature romance, perhaps. Is something that's made you smile this week, something you've really enjoyed or something you're looking forward to today, however big, however small, let me know and I'll give you a mention after this.
Classic FM. Thank you.
A Berceuse by Chopin, performed by Imogen Cooper. And before that, it was the music of Eric Satie. We heard Gymnopédie No. 1, but that version played by Offaly Geyer and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra on Classic FM. Must say a big hello to Ali in Edinburgh, who says, looking forward to going to see our dear friend Ben a bit later on this morning. We're taking the train over the fourth rail bridge from Edinburgh to his hometown in Burnt Island, and it is Ben's 60th birthday today. Well, a very happy birthday, and just for all of you, our Saturday smile. Romanza from Four Miniatures by Dvorak, the Budapest Festival Orchestra, Ivan Fischer conducting a Saturday Smile. Morning to you. I'm Sam Pittis. Hope you've got something nice planned for the day to come. After our penguin story, which I'm still reeling from, recovering from, it seems appropriate we should have a piece called White Clouds to come very shortly by a composer. Now, do you know which one this is? An Italian pianist who, it says on his website, journeyed towards trying to achieve the maximum expressive intensity using the minimum. Minimalism to come, but which composer? On the way on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now, Afternoon Tea.
This Tuesday's Euro Millions jackpot will have you dancing like nobody's watching. Yeah, baby. Just make sure nobody is watching. Get in this Tuesday's Euro Millions draw. Play on app or buy in your nearest store.
Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
It's in their walk. It's in their bark. It's in their purr. It's ProPlan Pet Food, the high-quality nutrition behind every moment. ProPlan supports lifelong well-being. Developed with Purina Vets. with leading-edge science that supports healthy joints and promotes digestive health. ProPlan, chosen by remarkable owners for their extraordinary pets.
Thanks to their unique boutique spirit, there really is nothing quite like a Saga River Cruise. There are the elegantly designed Spirit ships, the all-inclusive dining, and of course, Saga's carefully selected excursions. You know, they'll even drive you to and from the airport with their nationwide chauffeur service.
How long now, Charles?
Oh, half an hour.
Marvellous. Search Saga River Cruises. Experience is everything. 2026 season on sale now. Chauffeur service available on UK mainland. Full terms apply, over 50s only.
A wise woman once said, heaven is a place on earth. And it is, because you've created it with an elegant collection of delicate bouquet vases, apothecary vases, and sculpted glass vases filled with flowers. You might have hay fever, but hey, it's worth it. Bless you. Whatever happens, style it out. F&F.
It's the delicious chocolate bubbles in Aero that make it a joy to eat. Aero. Feel the bubbles melt.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert, nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
At Specsavers, we've got hearing devices that can stream music or movies, and ones that are good in crowds. Rechargeable battery ones. Ones that are good at home. Ones that are good in the great outdoors. Ones that connect to phones. Ones that fit in your ear. Ones that fit over your ear. And ones that fit in wherever you happen to be. We've even got ones in our advanced range that use AI to make speech sound clearer. And they're all available at great Specsavers prices. Book a free hearing check today, because OK hearing is not OK.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
without the need for any penguin guano. That was White Clouds by Ian Naudi, the composer and pianist who I was alluding to earlier, who has actually got a number of dates in the UK coming up in June and in July, including in Manchester and Edinburgh. And Craig Ogden played with Lyric Strings. We had the Cavatina by Stanley Myers on Classic FM. Tim Lioro with you very shortly after a former Classic FM Hall of Fame number one by Max Brook.
Thank you.
The Violin Concerto No. 1 by Max Bruch. Randall Gooseby playing the second movement with the Philadelphia Orchestra. Yannick Nezet-Segar conducting. I'm back with you same time tomorrow morning. Tim Lioro's got music for a Saturday run. He's got the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour, the creme de la creme. And if you're just waking up, well, good timing. A truly beautiful work by Foray to come. Music to get your day started, even if you're taking it easy. All to come with Tim in a moment on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Listen back to Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands on Global Player.
Sue Perkins here, and yes, there's still a chance to join me on board our musical expedition across the world. But where are we going? Well, we're heading to the Galapagos Islands, sailing through incredible destinations, figuratively speaking, and taking in the finest music along the way.
Classic FM's Race to the Galapagos Islands with Sue Perkins. Catch up on Global Player with HX Hurtigruten Expeditions. Change the way you see the world.
Angela Rippon, what are you doing here?
I've come to tell you about using energy flexibly, Albert.
Flexibly?
Yes, smart meter owners could get rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, our name has caused some confusion. We've had people asking us what pickles we recommend, but they're barking up the wrong tree. We actually offer simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs. Visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
Oh, how relaxing was that yoga session? I feel so free.
Speak for yourself. I can never let go.
Bladder leaks. I know, right? I'm so done compromising. I got a new bit of yoga kit. Always discreet pads. Here, try for yourself next week.
Love you lots, but this thin pad won't keep up with my heavy leaks.
Just trust me on this one. So, all zen and liberated, are we?
Let's just say I found my flow.
Always discreet. Live with no compromise.
This is the sound of a forehand shot. And this is the sound of a backhand shot. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious. Like choosing Interactive Investor for your personal pension. As a Which-recommended SIP provider, with a low flat fee, and a wide choice of investment options, the choice is obvious.
Advantage Wendy!
Woo-hoo! Search Interactive Investor Personal Pension. SIP values can fluctuate, and you could get back less than you invest.
Based on the best-selling book by Rainer Wynn.
What is it? 500 miles?
Or like 600.
Don't miss an inspiring true story of love and resilience.
We lost our home, our livelihood.
Starring Gillian Anderson and Jason Isaacs.
Walking gives us time to think.
It's a beautiful, life-affirming film.
When you told me that you loved me, no one had ever said that to me before. I think you're beautiful.
The Salt Path.
This is freedom.
In cinemas now.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry, finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes! Oh, my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock. Donald Trump has announced that he will double steel and aluminium import tariffs to 50%. The new levies will take effect from Wednesday. The US president says it will reduce US reliance on China. Separately, Mr. Trump has praised Elon Musk at a press conference marking the billionaire's departure from the US government. Speaking in the Oval Office, Mr. Musk said the work of his cost-cutting department will continue.
This is not the end of Doge, but really the beginning. My time as a special government employee necessarily had to end. It was a limited time thing. It's 134 days, I believe, which ends in a few days. So that, it comes with a time limit. But the Doge team will only grow stronger over time. The Doge influence will only grow stronger. It's, I liken it to a sort of Buddhism. It's like a way of life.
The Defense Secretary John Healey says he has no doubt that military funding will reach 3% of national income by 2034. Mr. Healey says the target is no longer an ambition but a certainty. It's understood it will be needed to pay for plans to modernize the armed forces due to be announced next week. A new study suggesting an immunotherapy drug could help some cancer patients to live longer. It's marketed as Keytruda and has specifically helped people with head and neck tumors after being tested across 24 countries. And the American film and TV composer Alf Clausen has died. He was 84 and had Parkinson's disease. Clausen was known for scoring some of the best-loved songs on The Simpsons, working on the hit cartoon for nearly 30 years.
See my vest, made from real gorilla chest.
We put the spring in Springfield.
What's wrong with me?